Okay, we're not going to finish tomorrow. We'll finish on it. See you on Monday this week. Next week. Oh, yeah, Sunday. That's right. Sunday evening we have to learn this week.
What?
Yeah, Sunday evening. We'll have to make a time. Because
we're not going
to be Christmas. Yeah, no Wednesday or Thursday. So we're ahead a little bit, but yeah. Yeah, for him, it's for him, yeah. Okay. Set the, we're in Chof Gimel and Beis, and we are... Two dots, right? Yeah. The two dots, how many lines down?
10
lines down. Okay, chati kav chitim, chati kav sorin. You have half a kav of chitin and half a kav of sorin. Now half a kav, you know, the meaning of the parak here, the Levi Yerushalayim said that these measurements are specific, but they're not necessarily specific, they're not germane. What it means is you have half a measure on one side, half a measure of the other side. You have a, like the barbell shape again, half a measure of wheat, half a measure of barley in the middle, the chati kav kusmin, you have half a measure of... I want to say spelt. I believe it's spelt in the middle. I think Kusmi is spelt. Let me check. I broke it down here. Yes. And half a cup spelt in the middle. Notul mina kusmin lefim hashein. Now you take from the kusmin the shear of challah in the entire mixture, because spelt fuses both with wheat and with barley. So you can take from the spelt on both. Kav chitim and kav saorim. If you have a measure of wheat and a measure of barley and a kav kusmin and then a measure of spelt on the other side, so instead of being wheat spelt barley, this is wheat barley spelt. Torim mikol echo v'echo lefi mashuhu. Now this is talking about we have a full measure of each, right? Full measure of each. You have to take challah from each one separately. Why? Because lo amar, the only time where you have combination where you combine the three is el kav chitim. You have a measure of wheat on one side, kav saorin, a measure of barley on the other side, kav kusmin, and a measure spelt. And here there's a missing word, ba'emtza, in the middle. Ha, however, kav chitim, if you have a measure of wheat, of a kav kusmin, and a measure of spelt on either side, and here's a word missing again, and kav saorim by two words, kav saorim ba'emta, and a measure of barley in the middle, lo bada. In that case, they're not all combined. Now we're going to ask why. Rabbi Bum Bar Chiyom, Rabbi Chanina, Chavrun the Rabbi, and the friends of Amar, sorry, Rabbi Chanina, Chavrun the Rabbi, Rabbi Chanina, the friend of the rabbi's boy, yes. Ma ben kusmin b'emta, ma ben tzorim b'emta. What is the difference between whether it's spelt in the middle or barley in the middle? Now the reason why this question is a very valid question is because previously we had said that any chayev type in the middle is a tziruf. In other words, in the barbell configuration, no matter what's in the middle, as long as it's not rice or some other exempt type, it is mitzarif the two ends. So why here, if the barley is in the middle, does it not join together, fuse the wheat on the one side and spelt on the other side? Rabbi Cohen, b'shem Rabban in the Kesarin, Rabbi Cohen, in the name of the rabbis of Caesarea, said, "Ein akusmin mitzarfim achitim. Kusmin cannot join together with chitim. Why? Mivnei shehu b'mino. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Sorry. Ein Rabbi Cohen, b'shem Rabban in the Kesarin said, "Ein akusmin mitzarfim achitim mivnei shehu b'mino." You know, you have a misunderstanding, says the Gemara. It's not that spelt and wheat are the same. They're not really the same. And rather, elishumadamelo, there's an interesting concept. The form of the dough is similar. I guess barley dough looks significantly different than wheat dough. But spelt dough and wheat dough do look similar in type. Therefore, it depends. Since it's not a similarity in the grain, but similarity in the dough. Therefore, if they're close together, we say that they're mitzdarif. If they're far apart, they're not mitzdarif. Why? Because the similarity in the dough is only manifest if the doughs are immediately adjacent to one another. Okay? That's what he says here. Again, let's see inside. Elishum adamelo, because it's similar to it. Became a churachok mimenu, if the barley is in the middle, and the wheat and spelt are on either side, so then since it's distant, eino medamelo, it's not similar to it. Okay? So again, where you have barley on one side, wheat on the other side, and spelt in the middle. So the spelt combines with the barley because it really is a form of barley. And it combines with the wheat because it looks like wheat. But where the barley is in the middle and has no connection to the wheat on the one side, and the spelt is on the other side, it's not mitzdarif to the wheat because it's dissimilar in type. It's only similar in dough, and they're not connected to each other. If you had wheat on one side, barley on the other side, or wheat on the other side, wheat, barley, wheat, then the barley would be mitzarif the two. Because there I would say that they're the same type of grain, the same grain actually, so therefore as long as the middle is a type which is chayiv, it's mitzarif the two sides of the barbell. But where since wheat and spelt are not the same type, rather similar in dough form, so therefore the dough forms have to be adjacent in order for them to be in tziruf.
I was trying to think something spiritual. Barley
yes.
Is the they use for the sota, it's the lowest
weight. It's the animal food.
It's the animal food, yeah. So
you
can't be
mitzarif. Yeah, I guess you could say a drush like that. You come up with something good. All right, but not for now. Says Amara. Rabbi Yonah asked the question, Afli the Meiser Behema, okay, is this true also about Meiser Behema, this concept, the barbell concept? Now, what does that have to do with Meiser Behema? So we take out the next three words, and we put in, instead of the Kamad, the Tamar, Tzaman, we put in the word Kigon, such as, Hoyel Chamesh Chiyu Bechakvar Chananya. Now, this is a law that happens to be in the Yom of my manuscript here. There's Allah and Ilchus Erevin and Allah and Ilchus Bukhairis, which are said the same, which is that if you have Meiser Behema and you want to put 10 together, how far apart may the 10 be and still be Mitztarev? As far as the eye can see, which Gemara Bukhara says is 16 mil. A shepherd can see is 16 mil. That happens also to be the size of an Eruv, the maximum size of an Eruv. That's 16 mil because that's as far as the eye can see. So the question is whether it's 30. The question which really is based on our Gemara is whether it's 16 from the middle to each side or 16 altogether across from one side to the other. But the question our Gemara is going to deal with, let's say you have five animals. So let's say you have five animals in town number one and five animals in town number two. So, and they're 16 mil or less apart. So they're mitzarif to Meiser Behema. They consider all the same deer, the same corral for Meiser Behema. Now the Gemara asks a question like this: what's a barbell concept by Meiser Behema? Hoylo chamesh chiu b'kfar Chananya. You had five which are chayev in Meiser Behema and Kfar Chananya. The chamesh chiu, and you had five which are chayev in Kfar. It's just this is a typo. It should be Usnoi. Kfar Chusnoi, which is 32 mil away. The Chamesh Ptur B'tziporin, and he had five animals which are already Meisered. They were already Meisered in Tzipori, which is in the middle. So you have five over here, which are Chayev, five over here, which are Potter, and five over there, which are Chayev again. Are they Mitztarif? Now, obviously, the outer ones are too far from each other, but are they Mitztarif via the middle one? So, Kamada Tema Taman, just like you say over here by Chesuchal, Dovar, Tapuch of Dalam Ralph, Dovar Shenitla Chaloso, and a substance or dough from which the chal is already taken, if it's Me'emtza, if it's in the middle, it's still Mitzarif, the two sides which are Chayev, right? So, the Potter in the middle, Potter because they already had chal taken off, it still joins together the two things which are chayev on either side of it. Of hachakein, maybe by my spam we should say the same thing. In temaru, and if you ask shanyahu chalashu kenoshu, maybe chal is different because it's as if the sides bite each other via the middle strip. What, these 60 mil are not like noshuch? It's also the same idea, perhaps. Okay, this is, says Amar, maybe, just like the thing in the middle is mitzarif, so to here, the animals in the middle are mitzarif. Perhaps, on the other hand, matzinu, and here's a very critical thing, matzinu chala mehalocha. Truth is, all these tzirufim, they might be mehalocha. Now, halocha in the Bavli means what? But what does it mean, Yerushalmi? Obviously, the Rabbanan. There's such a thing as chala d'rabbanan. However, lamatzinu ma'aser behema l'aloch. There can't be ma'aser behema d'rabbanan. Why can't there be ma'aser behema d'rabbanan? Why can't there be? Think for a moment. No, but what? No, so let's hear making the chiv d'rabbanan. Yeah, why can't you make a chiv and ma'aser behema d'rabbanan? Let's say the tenth animal, in this case, where you have two, five over here, five over here, and five in the middle, and maybe we'll say it's no. Well, it causes the kula and something else, right? You're on the right track, but pretty far away still. Because you would bring kula and lazara. Because my supreme is a carbon, right? And you can't bring a car, there's no such thing as a carbon derabanan.
Oh, right.
It can only be a carbon deraisa. So therefore, you can't make a maiser behemah derabanan. So chala derabanan, sure, no problem. But maiser behemah derabanan, there is no such thing. So therefore, perhaps the cases are not comparable. So from this, we learned something very, very important, which is that all these cases of the barbell cases, where you have the tziluf, maiser in the middle, it's all derabanan, it's not deraisas. Deraisa, it's not, you have to have them. Or everything in one spot needed together. This is all derabanan. This is going back to what we said that noshuch is a chibur derabanan, chibur deraisa. So here we see at least in this form of the barbells, it's a chibur derabanan, not a chibur deraisa. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Yosam Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said a good thing. Now this is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you have, you know, I can tell it to you outside. You don't have to look back really. But the Mishnah said at the beginning of Halacha Beis that. Which we're learning now, that Rabbi when you have a kav of chodosh and a kav of yoshon, you have a full measure of last year's crop, which is biting a full measure of this year's crop. So Rabbi Shmuel says you take from the middle from both of them, you take a slice from each one of them in the middle in order to make your challah. Rabbanan forbid you from doing this. Rabbanan say you can't take it all from this mixture. Rather, to each side you add, you bite on, so to speak, another similar dough of its type, and you take off from the similar dough. So it says, "Mar Yosam, Rabbi Shmuel." Rabbi Shmuel said a good thing. Kusmin v'chitin shnemin mein. Look, let's draw a parallel. Spelt and wheat are two separate meanings. Aidei shumadame lo, but since they're similar in the dough, atomer mitzaref. So you say you can take from one on the other, right? Chadash v'yoshon. So if you have new and old, lo koshkin. Is not a kavuchomer that you can take from new and the other. They're certainly similar. They're not just similar in that the dough looks the same. They're similar in that they're both the same kind of grain. So therefore, you certainly should be allowed to take from one on the other. Now, it's not really true. It's not 100% comparable. Or rather, I don't know if you know. It's the Gemara is playing a sleight of hand. It's not even the Gemara playing. So I mean, it's just me playing a sleight of hand. Let's blame it on me. But what really the case of Kusmin and Chitin? You really since they're not really completely similar, or rather they just look similar, you have to take a little bit from each one. You can't really take from one on the other. You have to take from each one. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel also said by Chodesh and Yashar. You can't really take from one or the other. You have to take from each one. It's just that Rabbi Shmuel holds it. Just you can take from the place where they meet and bring it all as one fell swoop of challah and separate it, half from one and half from the other. And the Gemara says that makes sense because by Kusmin and Chitim, because they are similar to each other, you can also take one fell swoop of challah from where they meet and make it the challah simultaneously on both parts of the batter. So, why can't you do it? What's Rabbanan's problem? Why don't Rabbanan allow you to do that? So, this is what I'll tell you why. Am Rabbi Ila, time of the Rabbanan. The reason why Rabbanan allow you to take in one fell swoop challah from both the spelt and wheat together is because kusmin v'chitin shnei minim. Although the doughs are similar, people know that spelt and wheat are two separate meaning. Vein b'nei adam toin lomar shem termin u'maisim mizelze. People not make the mistake of thinking that one can take trumas u'maisis from one on the other. Chodesh v'yoshen, however, min echodu. they look absolutely similar. They're completely the same, right? If you allow an individual to take from the middle, and it's not apparent that he's taking from both, right? Because it looks like he might be taking from one on both, not from both on each one. If a person is going to make a mistake and say, either he himself or a person who sees him is going to make a mistake, lomar, to think, shetarminu maestrin, that one can take trumas maestris mizal zeh from chodesh and yoshan, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Again, it's a maris ayin issue, not because of any inherent problem therein. Okay? Yeah, but so are chitin and kusmin, and then nonetheless, yeah, they are largely different, but not in terms of challah. That's the thing.
You couldn't take challah on last year's.
I don't know if that's meek or a din. After learning the Gemara, in the Mishnah I said, Mikra Din, I did say Mikra Din, but now I don't think so, because it sounds like it's a gzera, lest you come to take Trumusu Maisras. In other words, challah, really, there is no difference. It's not a difference by challah. By challah, you can take from one on the other, even. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't allow you to do that. He says you have to take from both, but you're allowed to take on one fell swoop. Rabbanan don't let you do that, taking one fell swoop, lest you come to take from Trumas and Maestras from one to the other. So I actually think the way the Gemara is coming out, that really it's more a problem Trumas and Maestras, because of Trumas and Maestras, not the Chalom itself is lost from one to the other. That was my mistake. Okay? I retract that. Okay. Rabbi Akiva Madamal Lepeir Shalom Nigma Malachta. Now, this is going back again to the Mishnah. There should be a header. Was a Kavanoki, there would be a header, as we know. The Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah says that if you took challah from less than a shear, but the evidence challah. Rabbanu, if you took challah from less than a shear, but the evidence not challah. And that led to the interesting thing that Rabbi Akiva said, if you have two things, two less than a shear, half shearim, from each of which you took challah, and then you combine the two, and now it's a full shear, you don't have to take off challah again. Right, because you already took off a valid challah. Whereas Rabbanu, you have to take off challah again because the challah you took off previously was an invalid challah. Okay, that was our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Madamal, Rabbi Akiva draws a parallel between half a kav of, meaning the half the shear, leperish lo nigmar malachta, to fruit which is grown a third, but hasn't yet been harvested. Right, it hasn't yet been. Hasn't had miruach yet. It hasn't yet had miruach, is a better definition. It's between a third and miruach. And the loch is of our vivishman truma, and the loch in that case is if it's between a third and miruach, and the smoothing of the bile, of our vivishman truma, if you transgress and took off from them truma, ha-rezu truma, be the evidence of our truma, right? Obviously, be the evidence of our truma, because I say that it's already reached the point of chiyuv, right? The point of chiyuv is the third. Rabbanan medam lo tefuah shaloi v'yishlish. Rabbanan say that challah on a dough, which is not the full shear, is like as if it not yet a third grown. It's premature altogether. And therefore, of every vishmen challah, if you took off challah from it, ain't a challah. It's not challah. That was an initial approach towards understanding the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. Chazulomar, they reneged on that, and they returned to say, "Einan doimim lola peros shloning ramalachton." It's not comparable to fruit which is not yet miruach, because miruach was done here. What's comparable to miruach here? What is the challah as miruach is to truma? Kneading. You already kneaded it, right? It's not comparable to be prior to miruach because you already kneaded it here, and therefore it's certainly not comparable to grain which is not a third grown. So we toss out that comparison. Ella, rather, it's similar to this. Rabbi Akiva Madama, Lord Akiva says it's similar. Lo'aymer, to somebody who says, Ha'rezu truma, let this be truma al peros, ha'elu, let this be truma on this fruit, when they will be harvested, now of course you cannot take off truma before harvesting, but what if you say let this become truma on this fruit when it does become harvested? It's not a problem of brera because you know which fruit you have in mind, right? Brera is only a problem when you have, when you're not sure what fruit you wanted to apply it to. Here you know which fruit you want to apply it to. You want it to apply in the future. It's not even necessarily, although one could make the argument it's davar shelo balolam, but it's not davar shelo balolam because the fruit is already ripe on the vine. We're not talking about buds. We're talking about when it's ripe on the vine and ready for harvesting. So Rabbi Akiva holds that that works. You can't do that. Rabbanim etam lelom and raise a tefua truma perusa elu. Big typo here. Kmechubarin, when they're still connected. In other words, since he didn't make a condition like that here. He didn't say when it combines let it be chala. You want it to be chala now, right? So therefore, it's not a valid form of chala. Havum boy meimer. They want to say ma'adam Rabbi Akiva neitel chala mikav. They want to say that that which you take, that which Rabbi Akiva said, that in the oven, when you took challah off half a shear, it's challah mehaloche. It's only drabonon, or midvar Torah lo, it's not midaraisa. But the Gemara says they quickly reneged on that. I mean, ma'ad the tzinina, since we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva poiter v'chachomi mechayvin. Rabbi Akiva says, once you joined the two together and made a full shear, you're still potter. Right, you took off on two half shears and then you combined together. You took and now you have a whole shear. You're still exempt. The Chachamim and Chayyim say you're chayv at that point. Hadar Maras, so it comes out the Rabbi Akiva holds a filum b'dvar Torah. Rabbi Akiva must hold that that chal works the rice because even once you get to a full shear, it still is a valid the rice of challah. So it must be that Akiva holds that that chal and half a shear b'dievet works midor rice. Nimtza chumra, so Rabbi Akiva's chumra. That it is right now chala, even on half a shear, is a kulo, becomes a kula. Then when you combine them together, it still retains its exemption. The exemption it has achieved. Istani tana, the son who learned kulo chumra, that the kula of Rabbanon is the chumra, it becomes a chumra, because later on when you combine it together, you have to take off chala once more. But so mandamar, obviously, mandamar chumra kula, he says the chumra becomes a kula, that's Rabbi Akiva. Kula chumra, he says the kula becomes a chumra, that's Rabbanon. Okay? I'm sure, I don't know. No letter of any sort? I'm assuming possible like Rabbi Akiva, but I don't know if. No, I assume possible like Rabbanon, because the Lord Rabbi Akiva mechavirov, alo mechavirov. Pasuk even against a single rabbi, but not against multiple rabbis. So it's only Pasuk like Rabbanon here. Okay, no gadam k'tei chala miyisa. Lulumra chalasa. Alacha gimel. A person can take chala or chala from a dough which has not yet ever been chalified. To use that word I made up the other day. Lasos betara. He's going to keep this. This is the salami case. We remember we took you take a loaf and you set it aside and you keep designating, and whenever you need challah, you designate it on this loaf, right? Why is that? To keep it tohar. Lios marfish alev holich. You can, in order to continuously be marfish against this challah. Now, this is only k by challah's d'mai. By where I'm taking up challah's d'mai, because by d'mai, it doesn't have to be minamukov. I don't have to take off from the same basket. I can take off from a different basket on the questionable dough. Where it's, so to speak, tevel vadai, right, definitely is not yet had challah taken off, so that all challahs be minamukov. I see the same basket in which it's being kneaded, or say mixing bowl, whatever the case may be. But here, it can be separate. Now, this works ad shetisrach. This I can continue to use this challah I set aside, the loaf I set aside, until it goes bad, until it becomes too fermented to eat. Shechalas d'mai, and why is this permissible? Because chalas d'mai, he tells me that Torah tummy can be taken from external sources, which are Torah, on this dough, which is tummy, and can be taken shlo min hamukaf, it also does not be taken from the same container. Can be taken from a separate container. Okay? Chav tal on base. Starts the Gemara. Malach shetisrach, what does it mean until it becomes goes bad? Meochel Otam, does it mean until it goes bad and a human being can no longer eat it? Or Achatifso Meochel Kelim, until a dog can no longer eat it? Which is the stage which we're talking about in our Mishnah, at which point you can no longer take challah of it. Use it to take off challah. Nishmina min adam. Let's refer to the following case, which is the case of chametz. Nisucha Meochel Otam. If a chametz becomes unsuitable, becomes so vile that a human being can no longer eat it. So it still is metame tumas ochlin because it's still suitable for what? It's still food. It's because it's still suitable for what? For dogs, right. It's still suitable for a dog. However, at that point, sorfen osa betuma. And Erev Pesach, when you come to bring your chametz, you can, even though this is still truma, which is tar. Okay? I don't know if. I didn't make it clear. This is talking about where it's chametz truma. It's truma, which is chametz, which is no longer edible to human beings, but is edible to dogs. So it still could be become tummy. It's still metame to masochin ochel, because it's still a. It started off being ochel adam, and now it retains its character as ochel as long until dogs can no longer eat it. However, you no longer have to preserve its taro. And therefore, Erev Pesach, when you come to burn your chametz, you can burn it with the tameh chametz. You don't have to burn it with the Torah chametz. Therefore, it says, "Other b'tam b'tum b'sochlin, v'sovran sabatum." One can burn it together with the tameh once. Now, here comes the critical point: b'tameh to masochlin. It's b'tameh to masochlin. That's not the kasha. This is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, very often we cite the beginning of a sentence, and we mean to bring a raya from the end of the sentence. Right? Just with psukim, we're supposed to do it all the time. So the Yerushalmi brought down previously, what the Yerushalmi means to bring as the proof is the end of the braya. So instead of saying "b'tami tuma sochlin," it should say here really, "b'tami tuma sochlin v'sorfin osa b'tuma." You said you can burn it with betuma. You don't have to preserve its tara. If that's the case, how can you possibly assume that you're going to make it into challah? Its kedusha is so profoundly affected that you're allowed to burn it with the. That which is no longer suitable for human consumption, only suitable for animal consumption. Its kedusha is so profoundly affected that you can burn it betuma at your pleasure, and you don't have to maintain its sanctity. So you're going to say that should still be used to become challah until it becomes unsuitable even for a dog to eat? Not logical. Okay. Perhaps it's a bit confusing. Again, b'tamei tumas oichlin. I'm throwing in the next three words. B'tamei tumas oichlin. V'soyven oso betuma. And the stress is on the soyven oso betuma. You can burn this stuff, which is no longer suitable for human consumption, together with tamei, even though it's truma. So v'at amartem yochel kev, and you're saying that it's still suitable to be designated as challah. Until it becomes unfit for a dog to eat? Come on! If it's something which the tumah and tara status thereof is no longer germane and no longer significant, how can this possibly be something which is suitable to set aside as challah? Challah is holy. Challah requires shmirah like truma.
Except this is Erev Pesach.
You have to burn Erev Pesach. But truma, tara, you're not allowed to burn Erev Pesach with chametz. Burn separately. Not with tamei stuff. Not with tamei stuff. That's the thing. We allow you to make a tamei. That's the key. Okay? So it means it doesn't have safeguardedness of it doesn't have.
Why? It can't be burned with
tamei chametz. Yeah, because tamei chametz is going to be metame the truma. That's forbidden. You now have to be metame truma. It doesn't matter. You can burn it, but you now have to be metame. That's right. So here being metame, it clearly is. No longer suitable to become challah. Ela miyochel adam. So rather, when is it considered to be so vile that it can no longer be considered to be valid truma, when valid challah, when a ready human being can't dance it, can't eat it? Hadamara. This teaches us shetomin mina ra ala yofe. One is allowed to take truma. Our mission tells us one is allowed to take truma from the bad on the good. Now, why is that? Why is that? Because it says until it becomes suitable for unsuitable for human beings to eat. But yeah, until it becomes unsuitable for human beings to eat, it gets pretty stale and moldy, right? So even though it's ra already, right, it still could be taken as truma or challah on a yafe, right? Until such time as it's no longer suitable for human consumption at all. Vasya kai, in this going life, the Mar Rav Shmuel, that which Rav Shmuel said, the Mar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Nachman, the Rav Shmuel Rav Nachman said, b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, ne Rabbi Yonasan, shetomi me'ali istifine, istifnine. I don't know what istifnine are. The Lev Yushlaim is not like the Kavanok. He doesn't tell us what the various different types of vegetables are. It's the istifnine plant. So you can take truma from the leaves of the istifnine plant, al istifnine, on the istifnine. Even though the leaves are the ra, they're edible, but they're not so great, vis-a-vis the vegetable, which is good. So as long as the place where they do eat the leaves, it's valid truma on the plant. Okay? Gamliel Zuga, like Gamliel Zuga, that was his name. Gamliel Zuga Inche, he forgot, Mitakna Istafninisa. He forgot to fix his Istafninas, to take truma sumaisis off it, and sorry about the Mai. So, Asashor Rabbi Yechnan. He came as Rabbi Yechon, and he asked him, "What should I do? I've got to take truma semaitzis off." Amalei, so he said, "Istamon kniva? Do you have the leaves you snipped off from the istafnina, the ale istafnina? If you do, afish min knuvta, you can still take the truma semaitzis off from the snipped off leaves. Why again? Because you can be marfish truma, as you learned here, minara from the bad ale yafe on the good. Okay." So far, so good.
How do we resolve the question about burning the truma that was spoiled with the
tummy? You may, once it's spoiled from Achilas Adam. Okay. From that we derive that in our Mishnah you can only take off challah, you can only set something aside as challah as long as it's suitable Achilas Adam. Granted, even if it's moldy and stale, but not past that. Okay? Says Tani. Chafem Rav again. Tani, Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. We have Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. This is a little bit missing here. There's a Bryce which says that Trumas Meiser of Demai is taken off from Tor and Tomei. Okay? Just like Chalas, in our mission we said by Chala, you can take, when it's Demai, you can take from Torah Tomei. You don't have to take from the same container. You can take from Torah elsewhere on this Tomei. So too, by Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, you can take from Torah elsewhere on Tomei over here. Ischame means, of course, in the Yerushalmi talk, Toshma. Toshma means come here. Ischame means come and see. Same idea. Ischame. Trumas Meiser Shel Vadai is another Brisa. I think it's a brisa. Maybe it's a statement of Amoraim. But we learn Trumas Meiser Shel Vadai. Why are you telling me just Trumas Meiser of Demai? We learned even Trumas Meiser Shel Vadai, they tell us Minat Torah Atame. Trumas Meiser of definite Tevel is taken from Torah Atame. It does not have to be Minam Bukov. So certainly, Trumas Meiser Shel Demai Lo Koshkein. Is it not true by Trumas Meiser Shel Demai? Now the truth is that Brisa which says you can take Trumas Meiser Vadai from Torah and Tomei, meaning not in the same container, that's difficult because on anything which is Daraisa you need to have what? Mina Mukov, and this is Vadai. So the Gemara is going to change around that Brisa. we're going to amend the Bryce, which we just brought as the proof. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, you know what? That Bryce is not talking about Chumas Meiser of Vadai. Of course that we wouldn't allow you to take from Torah and Tomei. That's talking about Safek Truma Gedoyla on a Kayomid. That's talking about a Safek where you have to take off a Safek of Truma. Now, what's a Safek of Truma? What's a good example of a Safek of Truma? It's talking about a case where... I guess you forgot where you took of Truma. Bear in mind, there's no Dmai by Truma. Because in the old days, Amaratim would take off Truma. So it's not the Mai of Truma, but it's a Safek of Truma. You regard if you take took Truma off of this Ben mixture or not. So we're talking about Safek Truma Gedoyla on a Kayamim. Safek Truma. Safek Yivish Truma. Safek Loif. You should regard if you took off or not. So Kemar de Tamar. Sorry. Period. Period. End of issue. That we said over the in that case we say you take me natora la tome just like by dmai because sabik truma gedoyla where you're mesubah you took off or not is similar to dmai by trumas meiser where you can also take off me natora la tome. Now period new issue. It said in our mishnah that you're allowed to take you're allowed to set off tevel vadai to take off on your on your d'mai. I'm not expressing myself well. You're allowed to take a dough, which is definitely not chalified, and set it aside and continuously make it challah on your d'mai doughs. The doughs you're not sure if you took challah off or not. Okay, the one's got a major problem with that. Kamada Tamar minavada el d'mai truma. We learned elsewhere, Masechet d'mai brings down, Masechet d'mai is a well-known case, you'll remember it, where let's say you're taking off Trumas of Maisers from Vadai on d'mai. Taking from Vadai off of d'mai. So the Truma, we say, is valid Truma. But you still have to take Truma off of the Truma, on the Truma itself. Why is that? Because you took Truma from Vadai on d'mai. D'mai is only a suffix whether it's Chayv and Truma, right? So therefore, since it's all, I mean, midrashim, it's really not. It's a Chumra d'Rabbanan to be Mechayv. But that Truma which you took off from the Vadai on the d'mai is only a Truma d'Rabbanan. Midrashim, what's the status of that Truma? It's still Tevel. Because when does Truma work? When is Truma effective? When it's Truma from Tevel on Tevel. If you took Truma off of something which is already rectified, 9 o'clock. If you took something which was... He's back. It's the Messiah. If you took Truma of something which is already rectified, you took Truma of something which is already rectified, it's a meaningless gesture, right? Now, you're taking Truma on something which might have already been rectified. So it's a Safek. Whether it's a meaningful gesture, suffic if it's a meaningless gesture. If it's a meaningless gesture, so the truma itself still remains what? Tevel. So you have to take off truma on the truma itself. Okay? So why does it say that in our Mishnah? That's Mar's Kasha. In our Mishnah, we're taking chala from definite tevel on something which is the mai. So the chala itself has to have chala taken off of it. Why is that not mentioned in our Mishnah? That should be mentioned, the glaring omission. Let's see that inside. Kamad tamar mina vadai el d'mai truma. Just like you say when you take off from vadai and d'mai, it's truma. But lo se achili na la tiyedit achi yoti la truma su maestras until you take truma su maestras and the truma itself. It should be v'amar. Now here it should be a big typo. It should be instead of mina d'mai el d'mai, it should say af hacha. So to hear a cane should be the same thing over here. Well, why does it mention it? Says Mar, in my opinion, very weak answer. No offense to you, Shalmi Chas V'Sholom, but it's Arishim Varbarsno Kam Beroitzel Ocha Kam Beroitzel Esorfa. In Masechet D'mai, you're talking about truma which is going to be given to a kohen to eat, and therefore, in order for the kohen to be allowed to eat it, other truma has to be taken off of it, because in and of itself, it's questionable whether it's valid truma. Here, by challah, you burn it. We're talking about the type of challah which you burn. Why is this the type of challah which you're going to burn? So, Chora, you know, not chal, mo chal, you give to a kohen. We're going to see in chal and chutz Torah to burn, but chal and eretz Yisrael, you give to a kohen. So how do we know that our Mishnah we're talking about chal, you're going to burn? Because it talks about continuously taking off challah until the dough becomes moldy and close to ein roi l'achilas adam. At that stage, you're going to give it to a kohen. Come on. You're not going to give it to a kohen anymore. It must be this is challah which is intended to be burnt. So it's going to tell challah which is intended to be burnt. So therefore, you don't have to take off challah on this challah. Because why you have to take off, where do you have to take off truma on the truma? You want to give it to kohen, he wants to eat it. So therefore, to safeguard the kohen, truma has to be taken on the truma, lest the in and of itself was not valid truma, since it was taken off itself on the mai. But here we're talking, here the kohen is never going to eat the challah. Since the kohen is never going to eat the challah, it's just going to be burnt, so therefore there's nothing to safeguard the kohen from, and therefore it's okay to just continuously take off challah without taking off challah on this challah. Okay? Halacha da. Is that clear, by the way? Is that really clear? Okay?
You said it was also error of Pesach.
What?
You could also give an answer that it was error of Pesach.
But our Mishnah doesn't discuss error of Pesach. The truth is that I'm not pleased by this raya. I don't think it's but that's how they explain it. What can I tell you? Okay. Yisrael sheyaris in l'goyim b'Suria, a Yisrael who was an aris, a sharecropper for a goy in Syria. Now this is our old sugya. You know, what's the difference between Israel, Syria, and the rest of the world? But here by challah, there's a twist. Obviously, there's going to be a twist because challah, we take off still today in America, right? We don't take off trumas and maizes here, but we do take off challah. So we're going to discuss that. Yisrael sheyaris harisim l'goyim b'Syria. Yisrael was a sharecropper for goy in Syria. Rabbi Lezer mechayev in perusim and maizes shvis. Rabbi Lezer says their crops are chayev in maizes and shvis. Now they don't own the land, but they're sharecroppers, so it looks like their land. So they have to keep maizer and shemitah. Rav Gamliel poiter, Rav Gamliel exempts you. Rav Gamliel mer shtei chalos b'Syria. Rav Gamliel says in Syria, you got to take off two chalos. Now, this is something which we're going to see subsequently in the Mishnah. There's a concept of two chalos in Chutz Laretz, one which is burnt and one which goes to the Kohen. So Gamliel said in Syria, you also have to take off two chalos. Just like Chutz Laretz. Why in Chutz Laretz did they take off two? We'll see momentarily. But Syria is like Chutz Laretz, two chalos of every dough. Two chalos, double. One burnt and one to the Kohen. Rabbi Lezer Omer Chal Achas. Rabbi Lezer says in the Chal you only have to do in Shemitah, and they took the Kul. Rabbi Lezer, you only have to give one Chal. So they realized at some point this was not right. The Rosh says because they realized that we can't pass the Rosh because he was from the school Beis Shammai. Chazulino Kedivra and Gamliel B'Shnei Drachim. They then adopted and Gamliel both matters. So you're exempt from Maaser Shemitah, and you do have to give two chalos like Chutz Laretz across the board. Now, Rav Gamliel summarizes his entire perspective on the matter. Gamliel mer shosh shosh chalos, three different lands vis-a-vis chalos. Meretz Yisrael v'akiziv. You know, Kaziv in the Bavli is with a kaf here, it's with a gimel. So, from Eretz Yisrael until Kaziv, which is the northernmost boundary of Eretz Yisrael, chalachas. You take one chal. Mi Kaziv at Olim Yitzra'avad Anor. From Kaziv until the Euphrates, Vat Omnon, and until Ture Amnon in Lebanon, which is the outer limit of that which was conquered by those who came up from Egypt. It wasn't conquered by those who came up from Bavel, it was conquered by those who came up from Egypt. So it's quasi Eretz Yisrael, right? Because Kedusha Rishayna, Loki Chalas Lava, it's not perfect, Kedusha is only quasi Eretz Yisrael. Shtei Chalos. You have to give two Chalos. Achatz Lur, one for the fire, Vachatz Kohen, one for a Kohen. Now, which is primary? Which one do you think is the primary Chal? No. For the one which is burnt. Why is it burnt? Because Eretz is Chutz Laretz is what? Chutz Laretz is what? Tomei. So the challah is inherently tomei. So therefore the primary challah is the one which is burnt. Why do you give one to the Kohen, a second challah? Shalot ishtakach toras chala. So people shouldn't forget chala goes to Kohanim. Okay? So that's perfunctory. Therefore, shall ur yeslo shir. That which, the one which goes to the fire is the one which requires a shear. The shear is like any challah taken off. Tomato is 148th. Torato, the shear is 124th. Tomato, the shear is 148th. Vishal coin ain't no shear. The one which gives the coin has no shear. Now, may anaharu may amona vilifnim. From the river be anamona and beyond. Lifnim here means beyond. Shtechaus, that's mamish chutzlar. It's no shyle about it. There are also two chaus, achasur v'achas koin. But which one do you think here is primary? This obvious, by now it should be obvious to you. Which one do you think here is primary? No! The one to the koin. Because here it's pure takana de rabbana. Where there's a vestige of the raisa. So then I say it has to. So then I say the primary one is the primary one is the one which resembles the Doraisa, and since it's in Kul, which is also Chutzlaret, so therefore it's Tamei. So therefore the primary one is the one which is burnt. However, in Chutzlaret, the whole thing is just the Takana de Rabbanan, and therefore really it's the primary one is the one which goes to the Kohen, right? So therefore, shall ur enloshir, achas koin v'also v'also koin, shall ur enloshir, one which goes to the fire has no shear, because it's chutz, because that's the one which is, just to remind us that this is chutz laritz and it's tamei, and therefore, do not get confused with things like Eretz Yisrael. V'shal koin, the one which goes to the koin, yesh lo shir. Now, the very basic difference also, I didn't make this clear. In Olam Mitzrayim, can the Kohen eat the one he... Well, actually, it's not a difference. I think about it. In both cases, the Kohen can eat the one he gets. The Kohen can eat it. But... Yeah. It's Tamei, but in... It's Tamei, but the coin is always wherever you are. It's Tamei, but in Olam Mitzrayim, we know that the Truma given to him is just as the Chula Gachal given to him is just as Zecher Teretz Yisrael, right? So therefore he gets to eat it because we know the primary Chal is burnt. And the Chutzot, we know the whole concept of Chal is just what? Altogether a Zecher. And therefore the coin can eat it, even though there we give him the full shear, the 148. So in Eretz Yisrael, the coin can't eat the coin if the chal of it's true. Coin can't eat the chal if it's true. Tomei, forget it, right? Tomei chal is not allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael. But in Olam Mitzrayim, which is only quasi Eretz Yisrael, and certainly in Bavel, you can eat. He can eat the tomei chal. Okay. Very good. Says the Gemara, says Mishnah, Utfu Yom Echla. Even a Kohen Utfu Yom can eat it, right? The Kohen himself doesn't have to be Tar, but he can ask to be Utfu Yom. Rabbi Yosef Meir Netzarach Tfila. Rabbi says, no, you don't even have to go to the Mikveh to eat it. It's all just a Zecher, right? So the Takon Rabbani said, you don't have to go to the Mikveh. Asura Lezovin, nonetheless, they made it also for Zav, or Zava, Ulanidos, Uliodos. Because there, you know. Even in your matzah, you're a ton of macy, but this, you know, these people are gushing. You know, you're going to matzah them, it's too much of a joke to allow them to eat the challah. However, since the challah is very, very, it's a takar rabbanan, nechelzi mazar l'shulchan, it can be eaten with a non-kohen on the same table, but you tell it nitenes l'chol kohen, and it may be given to any kohen, even those who are not normally makbir adine tzutuma zara. Normally, Truma, of course, you have to give to a coin as Makmin and Dine Tumba Tumatara. Not this. Elu Noisim Mechol coin. And in general, what are things you're giving to any coin, even what is not Makmin and Tumatara? Hacharamim, that's land which was dedicated to the Kuna. Bechoris, which, Bechor, Marav Shach. If they're bringing the Korban, it's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, everything is to mock, everybody's mockman to Montaro. If it gets a mum, so it's seen outside the Beis HaMikdash as chulin. So then don't have to be mockman to Montaro. Pasuk itself says, Hatzamei v'atari ochlenu katsvi v'kayo. So therefore you can give a b'chor to any coin. Pidgin Aben, of course, is no Kedusha. Pidgin Petach Hamor, the redemption of a firstborn donkey, is no Kedusha. Zroel Chaim and Keva, the gifts from the slaughtered Chulin, has no Kedusha. Reishis Agez, the first shearing, is no Kedusha. Shemit Seifa, Truma, which itself is Tameh, which is only intended for burning. You give to a Kohen who's not Makbid on Nichos Tumah, because so that's it's Tameh already. The Kachim in Mikdash, anything which is going to be the base on Mikdash, you can give to him again because the base on Mikdash, everybody is Makbid to Matara. And Bikurim may be given to a Kohen of this sort as well, because they're also given to the Kohen to eat in the base on Mikdash. Rabbi Yosef Bikurim, Rabbi Yudah forbids giving Bikurim because he only allows you to give to the Kohen, who's not Makbid to Matara, things which have to do with the Avodah. But this doesn't have to do with the Avodah. So therefore you can't give it to the Kohen who's not a chaver. Kashine Truma, what about animal fodder of Truma? Can you give it to Kohen who's not Makbid on Tumah and Tara? Now why do you have to take off this animal fodder, which a person can't eat if he's up in a pinch, he's in a famine or something. But generally it's not eaten. So Truma is only the Rabbana, not the Raisa. So Akiva says, you can give it to Kohen who's not Makbid on Tumah and Tara. But Kohen Moshe Chachomim forbid you from doing so. Why is that? Because Chachomim say, ultimately, since at times it's considered to be food, so therefore it has to be given to a Kohen who's a proper chaver, who's going to safeguard it properly. Let's try and get just to the first two dots in the Gemara. Rav Obisher Miyogun says, no, we're still on the chaver base. Rav Obisher is trying anymore. Rav Obisher Miyogun says, Lo Chayev Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said that sharecroppers in Syria are Chayev in Challah, in Meisr and Shvias, is only the Chakir Beit Yavos, is by sharecroppers who have an inherited position. In other words, it goes down in their family from generation to generation. Kagon such as Mali in the base Rabbi. I don't know that they were, but they had a concession which was passed down to the family. So it looks like it's theirs. Even though the land belongs to the Goy, but since it goes down and as an inheritance of sharecropper to sharecropper, so it looks like it's the Jews, and therefore they have to take off Trumas from Mitzvahs. Malin is the name. It's the name of the people. It's in the name of the family or the name of the city where it was. I don't know which one. But what, it's a name. Okay? Tani Rav Chatam and Chol says, he says differently. He says, no. Even if it's not an inherited position. Knas Kansel Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer made a Knas. Why is it a Knas? One of two reasons the Rash says, either because it's not probably a sharecropper for a Goy, or in order that people shouldn't settle in Syria. Since they have to take off Meister and Shemitah anyway, so they should move to Eretz Yisrael, especially because, you know, Assad is not such a great president, right? What's the difference between the approaches? Or it's Lashua, somebody who's not an Oris is an inherited position, but rather he's temporary. Mandamar Knas, he holds it's a Knas, he's Chayev. Mandamar B'chakir Batiyavos, he would say it's going in it has to be a specifically inherited position, so therefore part of your exam, because it's not an inherited position, and so Nafkamina is by a Oris only for that generation, only for a temporary amount of time, that would be the Machlotshin Rabbi Avo or Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol, whether such an Oris is Chayv and Meisr and Shemitah and Shemisuria or not. We'll stop here for this evening.